This is Got Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome back to the fourth episode of Got Energy with me, Carol Gass, and Joel Berg from Got Energy. This week, we're talking about the viability of solar in Northern BC. Now, this is an interactive program, and you do have the ability to email questions that you have to cgass@vistaradio.ca. And Joel, you've got a couple of those questions. Let's go through them. What's the first one?
Some people will say, well, I'm up in the heart, and I get a lot of snow. And so if we get a couple big dumps of snow and I don't clear the snow off, is that going to break my panels? No. These solar panels are incredibly strong. They can handle it an enormous amount of weight. It's not a concern. If we're getting some like major snowfall warnings from the government saying like this is an event that is totally out of what we normally experience in Prince George, okay, yeah, maybe go out and do some clearing. But in general, average winter, you can leave it, don't touch it at all. You're totally set. Another question that we get is temperatures, because I hear about solar being a big thing down in California and Arizona. They have this assumption that solar panels work better in warmer weather. And so what about when we're at minus 30, minus 40, what happens to our solar production? And the great news is that solar panels are actually more efficient in the cold. On a hot summer day, if it's plus 35 and the sun is beating down, you may actually start to clip a little bit of production because the solar panels are literally getting too hot. So in especially spring and fall up here in the north, we're actually getting a benefit that they don't get down in Arizona or California that ups the efficiency of the production of our panels. So that's an answer that I love to be able to give people.
And I'll be honest, as a Got Energy solar customer, I'm happy to hear it. I'm also really happy to be getting together with Joel Berg from Got Energy every Sunday in the 8 o'clock hour to help answer any questions that you might have about going solar. Remember to email me at cgass@vistaradio.ca, and maybe we'll talk about your question next week.
If you missed any of today's information, go to myprincegeorgenow.com to hear these messages at your leisure. Country 97 FM.